news, sport and entertainment. Update, your innovative talking newspaper for Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire.
So, a very warm welcome to the opening segment of Update, talking news Stoke and North Staffordshire for May the 9th, 2025. It's brilliant to have you back with us, and I hope you've had an amazing month so far and all had a wonderful Easter and did some fun things. Currently, we do aim to get the service out to you via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks, with the occasional overlap depending on volunteer availability, but hope to bring you around 2 editions a month. And also, we have issues sometimes with situations outside our control, like illnesses or Royal Mail delays. The next edition will be on May the 30th, 2025. If you do use the pouch service, try and get your pouches back to us by the 28th of May, if you'd like those editions sending out to you. Now, content's available on our website at updatestoke.org. It's also available via the Wireless for the Blind Talking Newspaper app on tablet or smartphone. And we're also available on the Amazon Alexa and Google Nest. And if you'd like information on how to access that, then please do get in touch with us. And you can give us a call on 07500 870 689 and we can guide you through the process. If you do know of anyone who'd like to listen to Update who doesn't already, please do spread the word. And the same thing goes regarding volunteers. If you know of anyone with a little spare time who may want to help out or do something good for the community, then please do ask them to get in touch with us as well. That phone number again is 07500 870 689. We also ask anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks and machines to one of our other online services to please return your equipment to us and let us know who you are, and if you can, make a contribution of £25 to help with additional costs. Now, the addition of Alexa means a few changes around things like content and copyright online. So certain things are only available via the USB pouch service and on our own website, which is updatestoke.org. Staffordshire Sign Loss share our content links and information available on Facebook and Twitter, and they also have a whole host of services available for you. They have lots of social groups and get-togethers throughout the year, and they also have a drop-in on Tuesdays in their hub in Albion Street, and they do offer great support should you need it. To find out about their services and some of their events coming up, you can give them a call on 07931327018. You can call, text, or you can WhatsApp, or you can email hello@ssla.org.uk. And I'll also give you a few listings of what's coming up in their events in the next month after I've done this feature. So, our readers this week are myself, Liz, Uta and Kath. We also have Liz covering poems for Jean, who's off at the moment, and we have sport with Cliff and John. And we have Uta's one and only snippets, but that's earlier on in the edition this week. We have 2 quizzes, Liz bringing you her one and only quiz, and I've got my Timbo's trivia, which will be very shortly. I'll give you the questions, and then the answers will be at the beginning of the entertainment segments. Now, in the entertainment segments, we have the best of the what's on at the cinema. We have theatre previews at the Regent and New Vic. We've got a review of the Rocky Horror Show. We'll try and squeeze in for you an audible audio beat preview of a new book called The Devils. We've got the best of the TV radio film highlights. We've got Grapevine, which is TV gossips or TV gossip. And we also got a musical interlude for you, which is connected to the Rocky Horror Show. And we've got 3 editions of the In Touch programme from Peter White and BBC Radio 4. If there is any content that we're not currently offering that you would like to hear, please do get in touch and give us a call on 07500 870 689. I hope you're having a good month so far, and you're in good spirits and not too depressed with the state of the world, with everything that is going on at the moment. It can get depressing, can't it? Especially with everything going on in the UK, in America, in the Ukraine, the wielding of the sword that we had recently from the current government, with all these cuts and benefit cuts, the cost of living crisis. It is always good to try to look on the bright side, to try and have something to look forward to. If you do get down or depressed or a little fed up, then or a bit lonely at times, because we all do, we don't always like to admit it, but we all get a little bit lonely occasionally, why not reach out to somebody, friend or family member, perhaps someone who you've not spoken to for a while, or someone that you know that you can always sort of depend on, and maybe arrange a nice phone call or arrange to meet for a walk, a lunch or a coffee. You know, because it's always nice to feel connected, and it's also great to have something to look forward to. A reminder also to be aware of scams this May. Scams are really bad at the moment. They're popping up in all sorts of ways, in text messages, in person, at the door, on WhatsApp, email, through the post and on the telephone. And if you're ever in doubt, then always ask someone for advice first. Don't commit to anything. Always say, oh, well, I need to think about that, but never actually commit to anything at the time. Now, I hope you all did something really nice over Easter and you perhaps had a little treat that put a smile on your face. And perhaps you've got something good which you've got to look forward to, like a holiday or a nice break somewhere. And if you have, I hope it's somewhere nice. If you ever need any help or support from us, please do get in touch and we'll try and do whatever we can to help. We can also refer you to other services if you need any assistance or help and perhaps you don't know how to get in touch with them, or you would like information on like simple things like how to use entertainment services like Netflix and Amazon with audio description, or perhaps more information about Talking Book services. And you can give us a call, and that phone number is 07500 870 689. Now, we are currently sort of pursuing funding streams. We're funded by Awards for All from the National Lottery, and that goes a long way to help us to deliver this service, but it is difficult times and funds are limited and all donations are greatly appreciated. And we do implement the contribution request, so if you do have a player replaced or you switch over to one of the new services, that we do ask if you make a contribution of £25. I hope you'll always find ways to lift your spirit when you need to and try and have a great month. If you need to get in touch about anything at all, please do call us, and the phone number is 07500 870689. Alternatively, if you prefer, you can also email, and that is updatetnstoke@gmail.com. You can also use the telephone number to text, so you can send a text message or a WhatsApp, and that number again is 07500 870689. We're always here if you need us. And I would like to take another opportunity to thank you so much for listening and supporting us on a regular basis. A big thank you to all those who have donated. It goes a long, long way. And a special thanks to all the volunteers and trustees who give up their time to help update going, to keep update going and to keep it strong going forward. And I hope you enjoy the range of features and information that we have for you this week. Through all things, keep smiling through, and I hope you do enjoy our edition for May the 9th, 2025. Keep listening. We're going to have some information about the events coming up from Staffordshire Sight Loss. We've got Timbo's Trivia, and then we're going to go in to our batches of local news and features with myself, Liz, Kath, and kicking off with Uta.